and I know I'm exaggerating. I don't care if you were starting 11 true freshmen. It's not a surprise come game time, and it wasn't a surprise 3 weeks ago. Your job is to put what you have in position to win that game. And the defense, look, I was very critical of Jancic and Martinez prior to this. But you know what? They've taken similar talent. They've coached them up. They've taken schemes, et cetera, and they put on, in my opinion, a top 10 exhibition today in defensive football. They stoned them. Not only that, they gave them two interceptions inside the 20 and then one on the other side, on their side of the field. That's inexcusable. That's inexcusable. I've heard people say, well, Tennessee deserved to win this. When you have that many opportunities and you can't put an SEC team away, you don't deserve anything. I feel bad, very bad for the defensive players and the staff. But if I'm that offense, you're not getting away with that from me or from, in my opinion, anyone else by giving me excuses about who's not on the squad, et cetera, et cetera. Because look, Ray Goff was a hell of a recruiter. There have been great recruiters out there. But you know what? Everyone in this conference is going to have great players. And you've got to be able to elevate those players come game time. And I'm not seeing it on the offensive side of the ball.
Don't we, though, have to be fair and look at the offensive line?
Well, we do, but let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Sam Pittman went to Arkansas the exact same time Mahoney came here.
Right.
He came in with, you know, under not-so-great circumstances. He's recruited his way on a skipper and some of those other guys. If you're going to tell me about, you know, how we have freshmen, then I'm going to ask you, why isn't Brett Kendrick ready right now? You've had him for